Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank and volleyball, as the Powell Panthers, in a rare meeting with the team out of Red Lodge from last night, well, the Panthers won their second straight. They beat Red Lodge in the Panther gym 25-15, 25-23, then 21-25 in the fourth game 25-3. As the Panthers will stay home coming up tomorrow night, where they ended up taking on the Lovell Bulldogs. And then Saturday, they continue their schedule as they'll be on the road to finish up the week against Thermopolis. Well, the Powell Golf Course hosted the Yellowstone Chapter Championship over the last 2 days. And the top player to come out was came out of Billings Lake Hills Golf Club. Renzi Lee shot a two-day total of 7-under. But Powell Golf Course member Curry Reynolds, along with Yellowstone Country Club James Stanisofsky, ended up both shooting -3 to finish tied for second place. As top finisher from Olive Glen was Mike Gibbons, who shot a 9-over to finish tied for eighth. Reynolds at one time had put together three birdies in a row on hole 4, 5, and 6. Stanofsky had four birdies and an eagle, while Jeff Allen had four birdies and an eagle as well. Renzi Lee finished with 7 birdies out of the tournament. Matter of fact, ended up with 10 birdies out of the two-day total, as the tournament held on Monday and Tuesday at the Powell Golf Course, hosting a number of players out of Montana along with Wyoming. Meanwhile, Panther football, as the Panthers have been looking forward to the date coming up this Friday with the Star Valley Braves, as after seeing Star Valley stumble coming out of the block, Panthers had to figure that maybe they might even be favored for a change against this Star Valley squad. But after Powell's offense came up with nothing against Cody last week, now on paper, it looks like should be a pretty interesting game. Star Valley ended up losing to Jackson last weekend, but in a close game against a very good Jackson team. Star Valley does show that they still have the ability to put some points on the board. And for the Panthers, that did not occur against Cody, as the Powell offense very rarely picked up a first down. And when they did do something positive, it was negated by a penalty. Head coach Chase Kistler, after the game, talked about all the missteps by the Panthers in their 14-0 loss against Cody.
We took a couple shots down the field, and it just, you know, we're inches away from completing it. Run games, we just didn't sustain blocks long enough to actually start dominating, and then, you know, penalties just killed us. It seems like whenever we were getting any kind of momentum, something big would happen that would just shoot ourselves in the foot.
That game coming up this Friday against Star Valley, beginning at 5 p.m. Our pregame show at 4:45 right here on KPNW. We're back with more after this.